Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to Magic Mind Podcast. I am Ruxandra Grigoriu, and I am a mindset coach with a mission to raise the vibration of the planet one soul at a time. No matter your background, story, or your past conditions, I believe you, yes, you, my dear listener, deserve to know the truth about yourself, who you truly are, and what you are capable of doing. I am here to share with you all the wisdom, knowledge, tools, and modalities that helped me free my mind of anything that didn't serve my higher good and manifest my dream life in the United States. So thank you for being here with me, and if you ever thought about being a better, upgraded, successful, and magnetic version of yourself, keep listening. Hello, hello, magical souls and foot lovers. I am so excited to come in here with another episode of Magic Mind Podcast. This is episode number 4, and I will be talking about the one thing that helped me become the confident woman that I am today. But before going into today's content, I just want to remind you that next week I am hosting a free training where I will be sharing with you 5 beliefs confident foot lovers have, and a bonus that I will share with you also is simply the best strategy to flip the narrative into your favor. This training is for everybody who is having a hard time accepting, embracing, and enjoying their fetish in real life. So if you have been telling yourself all these reasons about why you still cannot, you know, manifest a relationship that fulfills also your need to have pretty feet in your life, you're probably missing exactly what I'm going to share with you into the Shy to Confident free training I will host next week. So make sure to consult the show notes and click the link that you're going to find to reserve your seat. Well, that being said, in this episode, guys, we will talk about the shy foot lovers who are just too timid to do what it takes to manifest a happy, fulfilling, fetish-friendly relationship, whether online or in real life, however you define that perfect relationship for you. Whatever you see as the ideal situation for you, where you just explore your fetish. If that sounds like you, I just want you to know that you are not alone. I know this is something real. I receive so many messages every single day from men who are feeling absolutely mortified because they have this foot fetish, okay? Some of them even hate themselves because they believe it's something that makes them weak, powerless, trapped, and a victim. And guess what, guys? Well, that's exactly how they are feeling on a daily basis. That's exactly the kind of life they are living, right? That's exactly the kind of experiences they are attracting in their life because of the law of correspondence, who says, as above, so below, as within, so without. So it's always going to be a correspondence between what we are thinking and what we are experiencing out there in the world. So, again, if that sounds like you, no worries. You are not alone. And also, whatever this is, whatever your story is, doesn't have to be permanent, okay? So if you want me to give you an absolute truth today, well, the possibilities for absolutely anyone are literally endless and limitless, okay? So I'm going to repeat that. Your possibilities, okay, are endless and also limitless. And bonus, the only thing that's preventing you from living the life you truly desire Okay, so if you're a foot lover who dreams about indulging in pretty feet, who dreams about manifesting a relationship with a girl who has pretty feet and also doesn't judge you, or simply adding a little more foot fetish into your already existing relationship. So the only thing that is preventing you from experiencing all of that is nothing but a lie. It's a lie. It's an illusion. It's simply an idea that is not even real. It's just one possible outcome from an infinite, because you want to hear an absolute truth? Foot fetish is weird, is not an absolute truth, okay? Somebody said that. But an absolute truth says more something like, the possibilities are endless, are truly, truly limitless. So when you choose to focus only on the negative possibilities, you pretty much throw to the garbage all the rest of the possibilities, okay? And trust me, there are also positive outcomes out there in the great field of infinite possibilities. Does this make sense to you? I am really curious if it does. You can do and be and have whatever the fuck your mind is creating. There's a reason why you have that freaking imagination, okay? That can be your reality. And if your heart tells you, oh my God, this is something really good, that would feel amazing to experience more feet in my life, then why going against your own heart with all these ideas? This is weird. I'm going to be rejected. How do you know that's going to be exactly the situation? Do you know? Do you see in the future? Are you Nostradamus? Are you clairvoyant? Are you a prophet? No, of course not. You cannot know for sure what the outcome is going to be if you take action, if you do something about it. Okay? So if you want to manifest a relationship with someone who will be okay with your passion for feet and also understand where you're coming from, well, you need to let go of the label of shy. Because really what shy means is a self-consciousness, negative self-image, low self-esteem, and fear of judgment and rejection. This is what shy means. And you know what? These things, you know, like the fear of being judged, low self-esteem, negative self-image, these things can be fixed. These things are not problems that are going to last for a lifetime if you become aware of them and you take action to heal them. But then you're not going to be able to take action to heal because you're going to get back to the loop. I am afraid. I am shy. I can't do that. I can't do this. And this is how it perpetuates. You do have to break the pattern somehow. You do have to do some kind of different action, right? Even though it's going to be a little scary, even though it's going to feel a little risky, because it will be something new, something that you've never done before. It is something outside your comfort zone. And you know what? That is totally fine. It is totally okay to still take some kind of action, even though you don't know what you're doing, even though you don't have experience, even though it feels scary as fuck. That is not an excuse to just do nothing. Do you know what I mean? Doing nothing creates nothing, creates the same thing. Just perpetuates the same program, the same kind of results, the same kind of ideas, of beliefs. It's going to confirm your already existing beliefs. So whatever you believe now, if you believe your fetish is pathetic, well, guess what? You're only going to manifest more situations when this very belief that your fetish is pathetic is going to be confirmed and reconfirmed and reconfirmed. But why is that really? Is it because people have something with you personally? Is it because women hate you specifically or hate your fetish? No, that's not the reason. It is because you believe it is. And because you believe that, you will act in a way that you are not consciously aware of. And it will simply confirm what you already believe to be true. Now, I understand that you guys may be living in different societies and in different corners of the world. And, you know, there are different cultures and all of that. But really, this is not a definite law. Even so, you know, even in the worst possible places, if you believe more in your desire than in the outside circumstances, trust me, it is law. It is law that you are going to manifest your desire. But it all depends on where you put your energy. Do you put your energy? Do you put your attention onto the positive side of the problem or onto the negative side of the problem? This is what it is, really. Maybe you keep telling yourself, other people just don't understand us. There's another generalization. But do you really need other people to understand you? Like, honestly, does it make you feel good just to know that you have the approval of other people? Or it makes you feel good to be in a situation that you imagine, right? Actually touching somebody's pretty feet, you know, in a safe, consensual environment, of course. Isn't what you truly desire more important than other people's approval of you? Think about it. You are conditioning your own fulfillment and happiness to some circumstances coming from other people. Some circumstances that are not even real. Do you really expect a group of people to knock on your door, to ring the doorbell of your house and give you permission, tell you that it is okay to enjoy what you love? Do you really expect that? Well, if you don't, now that you think about it, well, this is what you subconsciously have been conditioning your own happiness with. And if you did that until now, know that it is okay. I did it too until some point when I just woke up to the freaking truth that I can actually live my life on my terms, on my conditions, with my rules. How is people's approval making you feel on the inside? Does it feel good? Does it fulfill your need, your love, your passion? You know, there are many, many other people who are exploring foot fetish and, you know, they love it so much, it actually motivates them to move on in life, to be better, to achieve more, to explore more, to create more wealth, more goodness, more abundance for them and for the partner or for the goddess or for the mistress or for the wife. See, there's literally nothing stopping you from telling yourself, okay, I have made my mind. From now on, I choose to believe I am confident. I am confident. I choose to believe I am confident. There's literally nothing that can stop you from doing that, from just saying that, from skipping all the crap and just say, you know what? I am confident. Except your own mind, because you stay with this program repeat on repeat. I am shy, I am shy, I am shy, I am afraid, I am afraid, I am afraid. And there's really nothing else out there. When you are running in circles, I am shy, I'm afraid, I am shy, I'm afraid, I am shy, I'm afraid. It's so funny because I have this guy who likes to send me messages about, oh my God, I'm so depressed, I want to kill myself because of my foot fetish. And I told him, hey, I am willing to talk to you, go and make an appointment and let's talk about, you know, solutions for your case. I think it's been like months since I told him that. He didn't do it, but he still sends me messages weekly, I think, telling me the same thing. I am afraid, I am shy, I am afraid, I am shy, I am afraid, I am shy. And I keep telling him, listen, I cannot help you as long as you don't get out of your own circle, right? And this chain of thoughts, you know, that you seem to be blocked in, and actually go on your calendar, you know, and you make that appointment. I cannot help you if you're not willing to do anything else than the same thing you've been doing until now. And even to this present moment, he's still in my DMs, but I just stopped looking because I know exactly what he's gonna tell me. He's gonna tell me the same thing. This is what I want, but I'm ashamed and afraid. And you know what? Until he stops ignoring the freaking solution who's like right in his face, I'm going to continue creating content for those who are willing to also receive the help that is available. And again, if this sounds like you, you know, this is not the end of the world. This is what I'm saying is exactly that there are ways for you to get out of this faulty loop. Because I feel like it's a loop. And you know what? I know it is because I have been there too. I wasn't always the confident woman that I am today. I was not. And I was also shy a little bit on certain areas. I was never overall shy. I could never think of myself as a shy person. But when it came to my body, okay, I was shy. I was ashamed of my body. I was ashamed, afraid to show my body. And I'm going to share with you something really, really personal. And it's the craziest thing. And I know many of you may laugh. And it's totally okay because now I laugh about it too. You know, I've been with my husband for, I think it's 12 years now. If not, I'm so bad with linear time. You already know that. But anyway, it's been like 12 years or 13 since we've been together. And my husband always had a passion for photography and he always loved to take photos of me nude, okay? Without the intention to share them with anybody. It was simply a passion, you know, of his. And he was just taking photos for us, you know, for me and for him to enjoy when we're going to be two old people, you know, so that we can see and have a nice memory from when we were young. But guys, I am going to be totally honest with you. I couldn't be photographed in my own body. I just couldn't stand it because, I don't know, I would just, all these crazy ideas that would make me feel ashamed and a slut and, you know, afraid of what if these photos make the internet, you know. Although my husband promised me that he will do everything he can to keep them safe, he even got like, the most powerful encrypting software that exists on the freaking planet. It's so powerful that it's not legal anymore, okay? Because it is impossible to break, okay, to hack. So he even did that for me, you know, to keep those photos safe for my peace of mind, and I still wouldn't feel safe. No matter how many passwords he would put on that HDD, I would still feel super insecure. And we are talking about my freaking husband, okay? So I couldn't be safer with anyone than him, really. Until one day when I said, you know what, fuck this. I am tired of feeling afraid. I am tired of feeling ashamed for my own body. Like, look, I have so much love around me. Everybody fucking loves me. And I'm the only one who hates myself. I'm like, I'm done. I'm done with that shit. So what I did is that I started an OnlyFans and I started photos. I started sharing photos of me nude. So I did it. You know, people say, don't do it. It's not worth it. Well, I did it. And to be honest with you, it was freaking empowering for me. It was so empowering for me. It truly, truly changed my life, but not in the way that now I don't know, I'm receiving like attention from people, from men, and that's not why I do it. You know, actually, I do it because I simply love it. I simply love the freedom of not giving a shit, the freedom of putting myself out there, body and mind and soul, and not give one single fuck of what other people think of me, of my body, of my personality. That is just pure freedom to me. And you know what? I'm not implying that everybody should do that, of course. everybody has their own journey and their own process of, you know, doing their own thing and of gaining their freedom and confidence. But this was my journey. This was the biggest blockage that I had. And the thing that freed me completely was doing exactly what I was the most fucking afraid of. All right. So to me, it was taking action regardless of my fears. And honestly, I just explained it to you in great detail. Taking action is, I feel like it's the best teacher ever. Taking action, taking risks, and having faith in your desire. Have faith that your desire is going to lead you towards your ultimate goal, you know, your ultimate mission and fulfillment in life. And to me, right after I started those kind of photos of me, it just opened up so many possibilities for me, because you know why? It was like I just eliminated one of the biggest weights I was carrying with me, you know, like on my shoulders. That fear was weighing me down, was slowing me down. And I was many times unable to act in anything because I was too preoccupied with the mess I was having in my mind. And with those fears, and with, oh my God, what will people think of me? But it is my body. And from hating it, today, I love my body so much. And it just makes me so happy when I see these photos. And honestly, I can only think about how happy they can make other people. And I just put them out there for other people to enjoy them as well. And that's okay with me, you know. And on top of that, it also opened up many, many, many other possibilities for me. Yeah, it's kind of like I reached a milestone. It's kind of like I reached a checkpoint. You know, like I checked the insecurity problem, you know. Like now I just got that out of my way and I can focus on something greater now. Something bigger on what is the next thing that I can do, you know, now that my own insecurities are out of my way. And this is how I actually, you know, started developing a new business model, and how I started also helping people, you know, overcoming the same kind of struggles, the same kind of difficulties. And you know why I'm telling you this, really? It's only because I want you to know that if you are feeling hopeless and very, very unhappy, it is only because your heart wants one thing and your mind is telling you, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. But here it is. Your heart desire is your freaking destiny, okay? Your heart desire is the right path. Your heart wants something and your mind is working against your heart desire, that is inner conflict. That's exactly how you're feeling. That is exactly why you're feeling. It's because your mind and your heart are not in alignment. Yeah, you want to be safe, but the heart wants some adventure, baby. You cannot have adventure and 100% safety at all times. Sometimes you have to take a risk. Yeah, you know, when you're playing at the lottery, you're risking to lose that dollar or those $5. But you also know that you have a small chance to win. Why is it so much easier to spend $10 in a lottery than to spend, you know, a little bit of energy on your own healing, on your own freaking happiness? You see what I'm saying? It's not because it's impossible for you to change all of those things. It's not because it's impossible for you to experience that prize that you dream of. It's because you're not willing to take the risk. You're not willing to go and try. Go and try, okay? Yeah. It implies taking risks, okay? But you can start being okay with that. Take a moment to analyze, really. Maybe you took an action in the past, you know, and the reason why now you're feeling a little afraid, it's because in the past you experienced a negative result. So therefore, that's what your fear is coming from. But take a moment and analyze, really, how did I create this result? What did I do to create this result instead of just bam, putting the stamp on your forehead? I'm a failure. I'm a loser. I don't know how to speak with women. I don't know what to do. But what if, instead of making these dead-end statements, we start asking a new kind of questions? Something like, what did I do exactly to create this result? How about taking a little bit of responsibility for the results in your life? See, this is where confidence is coming from. From responsibility, yeah? Ideally, you will want first to heal your identity, you know, who you are, your self-image, and take action from the place of the power. But sometimes, you know, healing is not something that comes so easily, but you still have to take action, because even if you don't heal and still take action through the power of trial and error, is still going to move you forward instead of staying stuck in inaction. And if you move forward, you will gain experience. And maybe, who knows, maybe you will start seeing those patterns and you're going to start making little changes on the way as you are moving forward. You have to be willing to act, to take some risks, to be okay with that. And I'm going to teach you exactly how to think about it, really. How to deal with this risk taking, okay? Because I understand it can be something very, very scary. Okay. I totally, totally get it. But the way I personally process things, you know, when a situation like this comes up in my journey, in my life, I'm just asking myself, okay, even if I don't know exactly the right way, quote unquote, right, of how to do this, I still want to take some kind of action because this is going to help me move forward. So what can happen if I take this action? So there are two ways, of course. You can succeed, which is absolutely great. End of story. You got it. Or you can not succeed. And here you have two options also. You can label this outcome as a failure. And again, the rational thinking stops here, right? The journey stops because you're a failure and that's it. Or you can go ahead and use the experience as a lesson, okay? You can analyze it and you can see, you can ask yourself where you may have been mistaken, okay? And try again and see what happens until you nail it, right? But again, this takes some kind of responsibility from your part. You need to be willing to take responsibility for the results you are experiencing in your life. And I absolutely promise you, I can guarantee that if you do that, you will succeed. There is no freaking way in which you will not succeed if you take action and implement this thought process into your life. And also, I'm going to tell you, this is my favorite way to learn anything. Hands-on, trial and error, you see, because I didn't really like to listen to people. I always was very independent in thinking. Of course, you know, I also had my own traumas and my own limitations, just like everybody else on this freaking planet. But I always liked to experiment with stuff, you know, to just do stuff and see what happens. With that, I had that curiosity, you know, and willing to try. And that, my friends, my dear, beautiful, foot-loving souls, that is what made me the person I am today. Yeah. I had to overcome those difficulties so that I can move on in my journey and get closer to my authenticity, right? So instead of trying so hard to remove the parts of myself that I didn't like or consciously agree with, instead, I stepped into that uncomfort, into that unknown. I took risks. I took action. Even though I had no idea what I was doing, I trusted my path and my desire to succeed way more than my fear. And through trial and error, right, through experience, I did it. And I feel like my own transformation from shy to confident, now it's my intellectual property and it is my unique solution. I developed a proven formula that freaking works and can take you from being shy, from procrastination, into a confident, action-oriented, badass foot lover. Right. And by the way, because I know there are a lot of people into BDSM and, you know, role play and stuff like that, that may be listening to this podcast. Honestly, guys, it doesn't matter here what is your role, whether if you're an alpha or a beta, it doesn't really matter. You can be a submissive guy and still be confident enough to contact a real life mistress that is going to beat the shit out of you if that's what makes you click. Okay? It's not a problem. That's not a problem. There are many submissive boys, submissive guys who are in very, very powerful positions at work. And this is their way of letting go of all of that stress, of all of that responsibility. But they were not shy to contact the mistress, you know, to book that session that's going to fulfill their fantasy. You see what I'm saying here? So Yes, I just received the first testimonial from one of my first students, and I'm very excited to share with you and tell you that he answered about the impact the program Magic Babe Academy had on his life at all. And he said, it most certainly has. I feel more confident about embracing my foot fetish, not allowing procrastination to interfere, trusting in divine timing, and feeling more connectivity with my higher self and less with my ego. Wow, I am really, really, my heart grows with joy when I'm reading testimonials like this. When I'm reading that, more and more evidence and more confirmation of the fact that this wisdom that I'm sharing with you freaking works, if applied, of course. You can also know about this wisdom and be something like, oh yeah, that's really interesting, I'm sure this works, but it stays at the intellectual level and you actually never get to apply it in a physical sense, right? To actually do something with it, to take some kind of action or to change the actions that you are doing in the past with new, more aligned ones. So, guys, if you stay with me until now, I really, really appreciate it. And I thank you so much for tuning into today's podcast episode. I'm still getting used to say podcast because I'm just starting this and I'm used to way more with Instagram. Before I go, I just want to remind you about the next week's training that I am offering for all the shy foot lovers who wish they knew exactly what to do to become more and more confident. The next week's training is going to definitely clear up a lot of unclarities that you have, insecurities, and is going to boost your confidence just like magic. That being said, thank you again so much for listening to the fourth episode of Magic Mind Podcast. I am so grateful for having you here. If you like this episode, please print screen the podcast and share it with your friends or your social media followers. Only together, one by one, we can heal the world and create the open, tolerant, loving, and accepting world that we all want to live in. Also, if you found value in this podcast, please leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts so that we can reach more people who need to hear our message of love. I am sending you a ray of love and joy. Many kisses. Mwah.